that way.
Calling all space cars. Calling all space cars. Planet Terra on the loose again. Last seen headed for Orbit City. Calling all space cars.
Step on it, Nick.
What do you want, the speed of light?
Yeah, boss, we might get a ticket. We don't want to do nothing illegal.
What's on the rearview video?
Looks like trouble, boss.
Yeah, boss, trouble. What are we going to do?
Okay, here's the plan. The space coppers are going to be looking for a little guy with a bag of hot ice.
Hot ice? Gee, boss, I thought you stole diamonds.
Hot ice is gangster talk for stolen diamonds, Rockethead.
Like I said, they'll be looking for a little guy. I gotta take the stash and hide out till the heat's off.
Good idea, boss. Look where you're gonna go.
Everyone's a pigeon for a cute baby. Dump me off here. I'll be in touch with you.
Ready, boss?
Does Mr. J want ham or bacon with his eggs? George? George, it's time to get up.
I don't want to go to school.
You're going to miss breakfast, dear.
Bacon and eggs. I'm coming, honey. Morning, sweetheart. Where's breakfast?
Sit down. Rosie and I will whip it right up.
Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Good morning, dear. Now, what would you like for breakfast?
Can I have Meteor Bits cereal?
Coming up.
Hey, not so much milk. I don't want soggy bits.
Mother, I can't find my blue dress.
But Judy, you look fine.
But Mom, I'm giving a book report today, and Buddy Blastoff is in my class. He's so out of space. I just have to wear the blue one.
I think your dress is in the dryer, Miss Judy. I'll check.
What are you looking for?
Judy's blue dress. Thank you. Oh, and I wanted to ask you about the lunar dust stains on Elroy's jumpsuit. They didn't come out.
I'll look into it. Lunar dust is a tough stain.
You know how boys are.
Oh, thanks, Rosie. You're out of this universe.
Gee, just like Buddy Blastoff.
Now can I have my breakfast? I'm so hungry I could eat an asteroid. Elroy, go see who it is.
It's nobody.
Must be those neighborhood kids again. Hey, Astro, how about fetching the paper?
Right, George.
George, dear, could I have the Universe Express card? Mother and I are going shopping at the Starbright Mall.
I thought you just went shopping.
George, that was 2 days ago.
Thanks, old boy. Let's see what happened last night at Milky Way Ballpark.
Dada!
Astro, this is not my paper.
Jupiter, it's a baby.
Ruffle, rugry baby.
Astro, where did you get this?
Run, Rorstep.
On the doorstep?
Oh, George, an abandoned baby. Why would anyone do such a thing?
Yuck!
I have no idea.
A baby? I'm your baby, Minnie.
Orbity, don't scare the child.
Oh, wow. Where'd the baby come from?
Astro found him on the doorstep.
We gotta report this to the police.
Oh, now you frightened me. George, give him the police.
I'll dial the emergency operator.
What is your problem, Cleo?
I'd like to report a missing baby.
I will transfer you to the misplaced baby department.
Lieutenant Finders, Lost in Space Department here. What can I do for you?
We found a baby on our doorstep.
Diaper ID?
Nipper Neptune 313.
Sorry, we show no matchup.
What do we do now?
Get a supply of Nipper Neptune 313, and we'll send someone over.
Policeman, scare we!
Oh, George, we just can't leave him at some police station. We'll keep him until his parents show up.
Jane? Okay, Lieutenant, we'll keep an eye on him. Call us as soon as his parents show up.
Don't worry. We'll find your parents.
Ray! Rip Rose Rat!
Give what back? Now stop that, Astro.
Ow! Bad doggy! Scare, baby!
Shame on you, Astro. Trying to scare that little baby.
George!
I think he's J-E-A-L-O-U-S.
By then, Rodzillas!
Here's some food for the baby. George, can you feed the baby? I have to get ready to meet Mother.
But I haven't eaten my breakfast yet. Now, that's what I call a light breakfast. I'll bet it's those darn kids again. Listen, you no good little... you big, wonderful police officer. What could I do for you?
Have you seen this man? He held up Jupiter's jewelry early this morning. He was last seen heading for Orbit City.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
San Quentin. It's one of your rafters.
Oh, I'm going to be late meeting Mother. Gotta run. Bye, dear.
Talk about being late. Thank goodness Rosie has the baby. Traffic is a mess. I'll never make it on time.
Attention. Red alert. Approaching empty. Red alert.
Oh, no. Just what I need.
What'll it be, Mac?
I just hate those self-service pumps. They're so difficult.
Uh-oh. I've been taken for a ride.
What a charming baby. He looks just like you.
What baby? You. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be with Rosie.
Baby go work with Dada?
Ooh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, sweet. Now what'll I do? I'm already late and Spacely's gonna kill me. I'll just have to babysit at work. Maybe the boss isn't here yet. I guess we made it.
Jetson, you're late.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spacely, sir. I can explain everything.
Don't tell me you found an abandoned baby on your doorstep. Jetson, what's wrong with you?
Nothing, Mr. Spacely. I just remembered. I forgot to mail a letter for my wife.
Get a hold of yourself, Jetson. Now, where did I put those racing horns?
Mr. Spacely, a package has arrived for you. It's from Expensive Junk Incorporated.
By Ben-O-Matic. Yes, Miss Galaxy. Bring it in, please. Very good, Miss Galaxy. I'll be tied up for the rest of the morning. Hold all calls. Now, I'll have the racing business in the palm of my hand here.
Place your bet. Place your bet.
Now, on today's race at noon, I told you to hold my calls.
I thought you might want to know that Mrs. Spacely is on her way into your office.
I don't care who you are, Mrs. Spacely. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, no.
How do I make it go back?
Cosmo, dear, you didn't forget our luncheon at the Polar Lounge.
Oh, of course not, Petunia.
Let's get going, then. I don't want to keep Lady Asteroid waiting.
You go ahead, dear. I forgot my wallet.
Okay, Uniblab, one quick game during coffee break, but that's it.
Baby one play two.
Babies do not play poker.
Baby!
Baby, wanna play? Baby, wanna play?
What a kid. All right, already, here. Okay, now the game is called five-card draw. The object of the game is to...
Very impressive. All the dexterity of a Las Venus dealer.
I'll take two.
Jetson?
Yes, Mr. Spacely?
George, I need a favor. I want to place a bet on my new bet-o-matic. But Mrs. Spacely showed up, and so, anyway, the race is at noon, and I don't want to miss it.
Oh, you want me to take Mrs. Spacely to lunch?
No, you space brain. I want you to place a bet for me. I've got a hot tip on a horse called Flyby Night to win in a third at Satellite Park.
Flyby Night to win in a third at Satellite Park. I think I can remember that.
You better. If you miss this up, Jetson, you're fired.
Cosmo?
Coming for Junior.
Hit me, Junior.
I'll bet a quarter.
I'll see your quarter and raise you double.
Well, I'll see you double and raise you a dollar.
Reject. Baby has made an illegal maneuver.
Hey, cut that out. He'll go on overload. Oh, no, the memory disk.
The square root of 294, and I'll raise you a quarter. The rain in Spain falls mainly on a cold deck.
Now, this is more like it.
May I help you?
Yeah, give me Venus 461 and make it snappy.
Oh, my, what a rude child. One moment, please.
Boss, we were getting worried about you.
Listen, I got myself hooked up with a real crater flake. Guy's name is Jetson, George Jetson. Lives at the Skypad Apartments in Orbit City. You gotta get me tonight.
Hey, boss, how are we gonna get you out of this Jetson joint?
Think of something. What am I paying you for?
Oh, is we getting paid?
What's this? Fly by night to win in the third at Satellite Park. That horse ain't gonna win.
You miss?
Yeah. Not this time.
Yo! It's today.
Place your bet. Place your bet.
Now, let's find a real winner.
This is our latest from Saturn. It's called Purple Eclipse. It's simply spacey on you, darling.
Oh, my.
And this is our solar cell-operated Aurora Borealis. Amor avant-garde, look for the woman who wants to make a statement.
I have a statement. Yuck.
Mother, I want to check with Rosie. I'm worried about the baby.
Hello, Mrs. J.
How's the baby? I thought you had him.
I thought you had him.
Well, if you don't have him, and I don't have him...
George!
George, do you have the baby?
Sure, he's right. The baby!
What's wrong, George?
Wrong? Oh, no! No! Everything's great!
Oh, thank goodness you have him. George, what are you looking for?
Me and the baby are playing hide-and-seek, and I'm it. Better go now, Jane. I gotta count to 100. I'll see you tonight. 1, 2, 3.
Mother, do you think George is acting peculiar?
No. For George, I'd say that's perfectly normal.
Here, baby. Here, baby, baby. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Youch! Maybe he took a walk. I gotta find that kid. You're not my baby.
Huh? I hope not, fella.
I seem to have misplaced my baby. Have you seen him?
Can't say that I have. When did you last see this, baby?
Well, it was right after Spacely called. Oh, no, I forgot to place the bet.
Hey, Haley's Comet. You ought to roll in some dough. Haley's Comet, the win in the third at Satellite Park.
There you are. I've been looking everywhere.
Final bet. Haley's Comet, the win in the third at Satellite Park. There at the post. Too late, sucker.
Jensen, what is this, Grand Central Space Station?
Mr. Spacely, sir, I can explain everything.
What's this? Haley's Comet? Jensen, I told you.
I know, but it got changed.
Changed? By who?
Him. It was left on our doorstep.
That's it. Claiming your incompetence on an innocent baby. I'll have you thrown out by the scruff of your neck.
Man, it's neck and neck. Fly by night ahead and spaceman, the war closing in.
Be reasonable, boss.
And the Haley's Comet in the lead. No, it's fly by night. It's going to be a photo finish. And it's Haley's Comet.
Why can I be reasonable?
Because if it weren't for this no good, naughty, rude, adorable, brilliant baby, we never would have won all this money.
Jetson, this baby is a gambling genius.
Oh, you mean my son?
Yes, your son. Oh, no, you don't. I want to adopt this charming child.
And I say I'm going to adopt this cute little baby. Now look what you made him do.
Me? It's obvious that...
See, a smart baby never bites the hand that feeds him. What do you think? Galloping Mercury to win tomorrow's race? Or maybe Space Biscuit?
Knock it off, mutt.
Astro, stop that. Leave the nice baby alone.
All right, George. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Warn me? Warn me? You're just jealous. That dad's gonna fix your formula. Now you stay right there.
Okay, Dada.
What a jerk.
Mr. Spacely, what are you?
Good evening, George. Petunia and I were in the neighborhood and thought we'd drop in on that adorable baby.
Mama!
Oh, look, Cosmo. He thinks I'm his mother.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Spacely, how nice of you to come by.
Cosmo, you were right. He's adorable. We simply must adopt him.
The baby likes it fine here, and here's where he'll stay.
Junior!
Mama!
Son!
Mama!
Oh, there goes my early retirement.
We interrupt this program to report that Tiny Terror has still not been found. He was last seen heading for Orbit City. If you see this man, please contact the police at once.
Would you like some coffee, Mr.
Moonrock?
Smith.
Yeah, Moonrock Smith, that's it. No coffee, thank you. We really can't stay.
We're in a hurry. I left some diamonds, cookies in the oven.
What did you say?
Well, I guess we better be getting home. Thanks for taking care of the boss. Baby.
Yeah, you've been real swell.
Oh, come on, you lunar heads. Let's blow this joint.
Mr. Jetson, I've been sent over to take custody of the abandoned baby that you found. Why, this is no baby. It's Tiny Terror, the jewel thief. And here's the missing jewelry.
My earrings.
You knew all the time, didn't you, Astro?
Oh, shucks.
All right, you three. It's off to the Plutonian Penitentiary.
Just when I was getting used to suburban life.
That's quite a dog you got there, Mr. Jetson.
Three cheers for Astro, the bravest dog in the whole galaxy.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Yay, woof, woof!
Paper's nothing.
I'm sorry for being such a nebula head, Astro. What can I do to make it up to you?